Hi, and welcome to the Salvation Army Southwest podcast. You'll find engaging messages here, so please go ahead and listen and check out some of our other messages and enjoy what you hear. You can always follow us online on our Facebook page or go to our website to find out more information. Thank you for listening.
A very special welcome to you. We love having you with us and joining us each and every week. And if you're joining us online, listening to the podcast, catching up on YouTube, if you're here in person, I want to tell you it is good to be home. You know when you go, I say this every time I go away. Zoe and I have just been on holidays, but you know when you go away and then you come back and you sleep in your own bed and you shower in your own shower, that feeling? I get the same thing when I come back to my home church. You know, it's just good to be home. It's good to be home. Amen. I just love coming home. It's a good thing. But we loved our holidays, and there's plenty of pictures. If you want to go and have a look, they're all on our social medias, on Insta and Facebook and wherever else. We've got stuff. Zoe and I were learning Snapchat with our family and doing all sorts of crazy stuff with that during our holidays. It was fun. It was good. But I'm excited today because we're starting a new series called Reality Check. Reality Check. And I want you to turn to someone just quickly and just say, reality, do you need a reality check? Maybe say that. Do you need a reality check? And to set this series up, I want to tell you a story. I'm not going to preach for too long today, but I want to tell you a story just to set this whole entire series up. It was written by a college student to her parents, and it says, "Hi, Mum and Dad. I just want to let you know that the dorm I'm staying in caught on fire last month. So I moved out to the college next to ours. However, it's okay, I'm safe. But when I was there, I met a guy who was studying to become a doctor, and we're now together. Unfortunately, he's been kicked out of the program due to drug use. But that's okay too, because now that I'm pregnant, he's going to be home more to look after me. There's no need to worry. We're moving upstate to where where his family has a caravan for us to live in, and everything will be okay. Mum and Dad, I love you very much. I'll see you soon. Signed, your 17-year-old daughter. P.S. None of what I wrote above is true. I just wanted to keep in perspective the fact that I failed my chemistry exam." Perspective is everything, isn't it? Perspective is everything. And I want to make something clear right from the start. Right from the start of this sermon series, I want to make something clear that I don't want to diminish what people are going through. I don't want to say, just get a reality check if you're going through something terrible. I don't want to do that. But there is some times and some spaces in our lives where we just need a reality check, right? I need a reality check from time to time. Zoe goes, come on, think about that a bit more. And you've got to just stop for a minute and take a reality check. And I simply want us just to take a reality check on some things and to zoom out and just to see something from a different perspective. Does that make sense? So we're going to do this series called Reality Check. And I'm just going to pray, and then we'll see the sermon bumper, and then we'll get into what God has for us today. Father God, we just want to take a heartbeat, a moment, and just stop and acknowledge that you are the God of the universe and you are good. We know that you could do all things. You created the stars. You breathed them out. You formed us. You created us. And we come before you today with hearts that are open to receive from you. So Holy Spirit, speak in a mighty way today. Speak to our hearts, speak to our minds, speak to our souls, speak to our spirits. Speak through me in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen. 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 Let's see this. You all need a good old reality check from time to time. If you got your Bibles, open them up. Psalm 93 is where we're going to be camping in today. It's just five verses, this little psalm, Psalm 93. The words will come up on the screen. Most commentators say that David wrote this psalm, but David, we're not sure if he really did or didn't write this psalm. It's not named. But as you're tuning there, I want to show you a picture from our holidays. Can I have the next picture come up? That is Captain Zoe on a jet ski. And she's just going out, just about to launch out into the ocean. It was such a good day. We went jet skiing, if you didn't know, and it was such a good day. I thought I'd put Captain Zoe's in there to show you and prove that she actually did it. I did it as well, and so did Rachel. Jacob was sunburnt very badly, so he stayed inside. Even though he really wanted to do it, he got to miss out because he got sunburnt the day before. Teaches him, right, wear your sunscreen, kids. Just sunscreen. It's a good thing. Anyway, we're out jet skiing, and this particular day that we went out jet skiing, it was quite wavy, can I have the photo back up again? If you notice in the background of this photo, there it is, you can see the little bit of waves coming in. Well, that really doesn't give it justice. It was actually really, really wavy this day. And we were in the ocean, and Zoe, being a little bit lighter than I am, but only by, you know, this much, she was getting pushed by the waves as we were standing in after we went jet skiing. And if it was Australia, I don't think they would have let us out on the jet skis, to be honest. The other jet skis that were with us, there was another jet ski, two jet skis. The other one, the guys kept falling off of it because of the waves, and it was that rough. It was pretty rough. But we were in the water, and these waves were just pounding on us, and we were reminded of the psalm we're going to look at today, Psalm 93, and it just, both of us kind of sat back and went, wow, and the scripture came alive to us yet again. So we're going to get there, Psalm 93, and we're going to see how this psalmist had a reality check when he was going through something. Are you ready? Great, here we go, Psalm 93, verse 1. The Lord reigns, he's robed in majesty, the Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established, firm and secure. Firm and secure. The psalmist starts this psalm with our first part, the first part of our reality check. The Lord reigns. Say the Lord reigns. Come on, say it like you've had three espresso coffees. You're excited to be in church. You're excited that we're starting a new series. We're excited that we're looking at the Word of God. Say the Lord reigns. Now say it like you really believe the fact that God actually reigns on high above and he is sovereign over all. Say the Lord reigns. The Lord is in charge, people. The Lord is in control. The Lord governs and sustains all things, all life, all things that goes on. He is seated on high above everything else. And whether you believe it or don't believe it, whether you like it or not, nothing will change the fact that the Lord reigns. Right? Nothing will change the fact. Not sports, not money, not your husband, not your wife, not even you will change the fact that the Lord reigns. I know this sounds simple, but the Lord, we need this reality check every so often that the Lord reigns and not us. I don't know if I've got to do it. I'm going to do it. This may not be popular for some people. Good Lord. You know what? We live in a day and age, we live in a time where our feelings and what we think is our truth, right? What we think and what we feel is our truth. And you could jump onto social medias and put your stuff in. In fact, I was watching some videos when I was on holidays, and I was watching some cooking thing because I'm a chef by trade, so I was watching some cooking thing, and I went, that's not true. And so I went in and I kind of did some fact-checking, right, and just to have a look to see, and it was totally false what she was saying. But she was pumping it across and had a conviction that it was so true. I think it was like a particular fruit was bad for you. And I'm like, no, that's actually good for you. Like, and so she had this conviction, but I'm like, no. And we live in a day and age where you can just jump on social media and you can be an influencer and you can influence things and you can speak your truth. And if you counteract someone's truth or someone's feelings and you go against that, you're the biggest monster on the planet, right? Right, here's the thing, right? We don't reign. God reigns. He's the only one who has real influence, not us. But we live in a day and age where we want to be the ones that have all the influence. And I think we've got to remember that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the one that's worthy of our praise. He is the one that can speak proper truth in. Don't get me wrong. Like we could have a little bit of influence in the sense of say something, but it's only our point of view. We can't actually do anything of any grand magnitude compared to God. He is the true influencer in our world. Yeah? Yeah? The psalmist, so clever in this verse, turns around and says, indeed, the world is established firm and secure. So verse 1, back to verse 1. Can I have verse 1 back up? You know, His Lord reigns, robed in majesty, the robed majesty and armed with strength. Indeed, the world is established firm and secure. In other words, you know, the psalmist reminds us that God is the one who formed the planet. Right? God is the one who breathed out the stars and the planets and the animals and the trees. The very ground to which we stand on is the evidence of the power of God's voice. Think that through. The power of God's voice. He spoke and the ground appeared. The fact that we stand on it is evidence that His voice has power, has influence in this world, in this reality that we live in. The world might try to tell us there's a different reality, and we hear so many voices from so many places. But actually, God's reality and the one He has is firmly established, firm and secure. It's from all eternity. This is the reality we live in, right? Oh, I could keep going. Let's get to verse 2. All right, here we go. Verse 2. Your throne was established long ago. You are from all eternity. In other words, the psalmist is really saying, God, you were there at the beginning of time. You'll be there at the end of time. He will never die, never leave, never forsake, never disappear, never end, never be overthrown, which really for us today is a great promise in the fact that He will never leave us nor forsake us. Amen? I don't know about you. Come on. I think I'm more excited about this than you are. Come on. Can we get some excitement in it? Like He will never leave us nor forsake us. Church, never leave us nor forsake us. I know this is simple stuff, right? But just let's just go there with me, all right? Can we do that? I know I had a few weeks off, but yeah. Come on. Here we go. God is always there. Never leave us nor forsake us. Verse 3. And this is where the psalmist starts to get a reality check. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. This is the verse that we remembered on the beach in the water that day on our holidays. As the waves hit us and we were pushed back, we were reminded of this verse. The seas have lifted up, O Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves. And I can imagine the psalmist just sitting on a sand dune at the Sea of Galilee as a storm has come up and the waves have kicked up and the sound of the waves is pounding onto the coastline. And I can imagine him thinking to himself, who could control the waves? No one could get out there and stop the waves. No one could stop what's going on. These waves just keep coming and coming and coming and keep crashing into the shoreline and just thinking how this it just pounds in. And I can imagine the psalmist just sort of, after saying the Lord reigns and who God is and what He is, just seeing these waves and going, well, it doesn't feel like that in my life. Can I get Joel and Michael, can you come up here for a second? Just 2 minutes. I only need you for 2 minutes. I can imagine the psalmist just going, my life does not feel like that. One on one side, one on the other. I'm going to regret this. Can you just lightly push me a little bit, please? Just push me around. But I can imagine the psalmist just being in life and just being tossed around. I wanted you to have closer, stand closer, because that's too far away. All right, just be trying to walk forward and really just not being able to. All right, that's enough. I'm getting dizzy. Go sit down. But I can imagine the psalmist going, that's my life. Be pushed from side to side, front and back, not being able to move forward. And I can imagine the psalmist just going, the seas have lifted up, God. This I know you rain, but God, this feels like I'm drowning. It feels like this is not good. And at times, I'm going to speak for me, but at times, it doesn't feel like God is in control. It feels like God has left his hands off and gone, hey! And I'm just spinning, being pushed aside. This is me. You might have more faith than I do, but I'm telling you, there are times in my life where I feel like just all hell breaks loose. And I don't know what to do. Yes, but we're using waves. And nobody on the planet can control the waves. And when it comes to life, nobody can control what happens to it. Sometimes stuff happens. Reality happens. Things happen. And we're caught in it and we're just being pushed from side to side to side. And it just feels like we're being crushed. In fact, that word pounding in that verse, lifted up, they're pounding waves. A better translation for that would be they're crushing waves, or to crush is the exact. So, you know, it reads, the seas have lifted up their voice to crush me. Does life feel like it does that sometimes? Come on. Yeah. And in the middle of this reality, of the psalmist looking at the coastline, watching these pounding waves, these crushing waves coming, he has a reality check. Verse 4, he writes this, mightier than the thunders of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Okay, no amens, one smile. Let me read it again just because I think you may have fallen asleep. Verse 4. Mightier than the thunders of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Amen. Amen. But I don't want you to miss this because this is so good. Note the language the psalmist uses, right? The thunder of the great waters, right? Remember, that's the pounding waves, the thunder of the great waters. It's a sound, right? The sound, it's a sound. When we hear thunder, we know storm is coming, right? Right? And it says, mightier than the thunders of the great waters, mightier than the sound, the Lord on high is mighty, right? It suggests that even the sound of trouble, God is mightier than. Not just the trouble itself, but the sound of the trouble that's coming our way, right? It indicates that the sound of the hostileness of the storm, of the winds, of the waves, of the things that are coming to crush us, to pound us, to hit us on the shoreline, the onslaught of what's just about to happen, that God, the sound, that God is mightier than that, that from the sound of pain and heartache and sorrow, that God could just speak and that could disappear. Because his sound is mightier than the sound of that. Does that make sense? It's a sound thing, right? That God's sound, the word of God, is more powerful than what's happening here. The same God who formed the waters to start with, the same God who created the stars and the planets, the same God who sustains life, including waking you up this morning and putting breath in your lungs, the same God who could simply speak, his voice is mightier and more powerful, and his rule and reign is greater than anything the winds and waves can come up against us on. Does that make sense? This psalmist has a reality check. He goes, yeah, my situation sucks, but God is mightier than anything I'm going through. He's saying today that when it rains in my life, the Lord still reigns on high. Does that make sense? Jesus in Mark chapter 4, he's in a boat, the disciples, and the waves are crashing against the boat and the boat's nearly swamped over. The disciples go to Jesus and say, Jesus, help us, do something. And Jesus simply speaks, be still, and the waves are still. Again in Matthew 8, he's in a boat. This time he's sleeping in a boat. If you ever want to know what to do in the middle of a storm, go to bed. That's what Jesus did. They're in a storm in a boat in the middle of the night and he goes to bed. You know, some of the best things we could do when we're in the middle of a storm is just go to sleep. That's what Jesus did. What would Jesus do? Go to sleep. I like this Jesus, I tell you. He's my type of Jesus. But the storm comes up. He's asleep. The disciples come and wake him up again. Again, he comes out and calms the storms. Matthew 14, Jesus is walking on water with Peter. And the two of them are on the water and the waves come up and the wind comes up and everything comes up. And at the end of the story, he jumps in the boat and as he starts to speak, the waves die down. The psalmist is wanting to tell us that even when it rains in our lives, the Lord still reigns. That when it rains, he still reigns. When life sucks, he still reigns. When life is going crumbling down, God still reigns. This is the reality check that sometimes we need to zoom out to see. Because the truth is, he's painting a picture that we just don't understand or see. Have you seen cross stitches? And the back of them, how they look an absolute mess? But the front of them is a perfect picture? We see the mess side. God sees the picture side. Right? In the middle of the storm, we need to zoom out sometimes. Zoom out and have a reality check. And remind ourselves, in the middle of what's going on, that actually God still reigns. I don't like it. I don't like what I'm going through. It's a mess of mess. But he still reigns. He's still in control. He's still in charge. He still has me in the palm of his hand. Reality check. Reality check. I might get the keys to come up. But this is easy to say. This is easy to say, but hard to do when you're in the middle of a storm. If I'm honest, and if you're honest. It's easy to say, oh, just zoom out. God's in control. God's got this. The Lord still reigns when you're in the middle of whatever you're going through. Come on. Am I the only one who thinks that way? But verse 5 actually gives us the answer on what to do in the middle of the storm. It says this, your statues stand firm, holiness adorns your house for endless days, O Lord. Another way to read this verse is that your decrees stand firm. King James version of it has it, thy testimonies are sure. In other words, God's word is true. Is very sure. It's firm and secure for endless days. In the middle of the storm, when the waves are coming at you, when you're trying to go, Lord, you reign, the way to stand in the middle of the storm, to stand firm in all that is happening, is to remember that the testimonies, the words of God are true. And if the words of God are true, then we can hold on to that like a promise. And if we hold on to that like a promise, then we know we will make it through because the word of God says that whatever he sends us, he will get us through. Does it not? He says that he will provide for us. It says that God is our healer. It says that God is our redeemer. It says that God can do all sorts of things in Scripture. So if you want to stand firm in the middle of a storm, all you've got to do is go back to God's word and hold on to that and to stand firm on that. Thy testimonies are very sure. And it doesn't matter what waves come along. It doesn't matter how long the waves are coming. It doesn't matter the intensity of it because God is mightier than the thunders of the great waters. Sometimes in the middle of our messes, in the middle of our storms, we need that reality check. Yeah? I know I do. When it rains, the Lord reigns. When it rains, the Lord still reigns. When it rains, the Lord still reigns. When it rains in my life and all hell is breaking loose, the Lord still reigns. This is our reality check for today. And I don't know what you're going through. And as I said, I don't want to diminish anything that anyone's going through at all through this whole series. But sometimes we just need to zoom out. Zoom out from where we are and see it from a different perspective and go, God, what are you trying to do here? What are you trying to show me here? And then go back to Scripture and start to read it word for word and go, okay, God, what are you promising here? What is the promises I need to hold on to? What are the promises I need to stand firm on? Because it's only when we stand firm on the promises of God that we can come to this place of going, when it rains, the Lord still reigns. Come and say it with me. When the Lord reigns, the Lord, sorry, when it rains, the Lord reigns. So today I just want to remind everybody that the Lord reigns still. That's our reality check today. And so we're going to sing a song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this earth, the trials of this earth, the situations in this earth, the junk on this earth, the mess that I'm going through, the waves that just keep pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and feel like they're crushing me, will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. So singers, come on up. Because when it rains in my life, the Lord still reigns. And if you want prayer, we'll pray for